This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So, okay, we have Ubaba Onzimande on the line. Also, stella ka banzi ngezi nto sifuna ukuzazi about umgowo, you know. Sawubona baba Onzimande.
Sanibona, sanibona. Afika nentobazi. Ngimlalela intobazi.
Siyaphila njani?
To get yourself out of this one, and I'm thinking you can never fall into success. You have to be very intentional about it. Try something else, girl.
I know. Mina love and feel lapho ngisa focusile lapho kume ngifocuse khona.
No, no more focus. You don't reject it. You know, others give up because they've been rejected.
Hey. Yes, yes, that is true. That is
true. So when we talk about, okay, but Pauly, first to say, I won't go to Ubenati, Kulmenati. Let's start with something foundational. What do you believe is the core reason that rejection, whether in academics, relationship, or work, affect our self-esteem so deeply?
I truly believe that there is no greater pain to the human soul than rejection. And I'll outline why I say that. Firstly, you must remember the brain receptors receive pain the same way. So whether it's physical pain or emotional pain, pain is the same. So pain is the same. The brain registers pain the same. So the pain of rejection, iyafana ne pain yokushaywa. Actually, it's the same. The brain registers it the same way. That's number one. Number two, if I look at the very first punishment we know that God gave to mankind was rejection.
Yes, sure.
You know, when he took them out of the Garden of Eden and sent them away and blocked them from ever accessing the tree of life. Sure. So there was a form of rejection. They were expelled, expulsion.
Yeah.
If you look in the next offense that happens after that is Cain killing Abel. And the punishment was not prison. The punishment was not anything else but rejection. He was expelled again. He was sent away. Mm. And he even cried. He said, no, but this punishment is too much for me. He wasn't in prison. He wasn't beaten, you know.
True.
There were no sticks beaten. He was not tied and given lashes or anything. He was just expelled. But he cried and said, "This is just too much." So, or you can see that in its primitive form, this animal called man fears rejection. Is sensitive to rejection.
True.
Feels rejection as the ultimate pain. And you can spiritualize it and say that's because ultimately the definition of death really in a spiritual sense is being away from God. So every time we are rejected, it mimics the ultimate rejection. Now, how is that logical then that I would feel so sensitive if I'm rejected by a friend, if I'm rejected by family or any of those other people? I'm saying because we are wired as social beings. We are wired for interaction. We are wired for intimacy. So when we are rejected and cut off from human contact, it becomes painful, one, number one, to us. But two, there is something we lack. We crave connection. We are created and wired for connection. Right? So that's a long answer. The short answer is we're wired for connection.
When we're disconnected, we're sensitive.
It doesn't mean that we must always be connected. It doesn't mean that we must be connected at all costs. But what it means is, to some degree, we require healthy connection to others.
That is very true. I'm sitting here even thinking of the times I've been rejected. And I have to attest to what Bob Ndimande is saying. When it's people, I'm not saying when you get rejected for opportunities, it doesn't hurt the same. It does hurt a lot. But I don't know why, man. It feels like a different kind of pain when it's people. It really hurts with a different kind of pain, especially because you always will associate it with it being a thing of there's something wrong with me.
True.
Yes.
I'm the problem.
But it slaps differently.
Yeah. Yes, it slaps different. Yes. Wow, you even know that.
Slaps different. Yeah. No, especially, and this is why we've got to then talk about the original question.
Yeah.
Why does it hit our self-esteem so much?
Yes.
When we interpret that we are being rejected because there is something intrinsically wrong with us, that interpretation is not always correct.
True.
It is not always correct. But if in our minds the two are inextricably tied, mntanam yodlala bafana ngoba umfana nje mayifuna ukudila nawe ekubona ukuthi kanjani, all he needs to do is just continuously reject you until you feel so unworthy.
True.
That you would do anything to be accepted by him. Even agreeing with him, oh bokudlala bafana over and over and kshanje. And that's why I want to be arrogant. But arrogant because they've learned to know if you can make her feel unworthy, she'll do anything to try and be worthy.
Wow.
So if people reject you, don't internalize it. Don't interpret it initially and immediately that there's something wrong with you. In any event, your words must therefore not be tied to acceptance by others.
True.
You need to tie your self-worth to something that is unchangeable.
And
you can find what is unchangeable for you. Let me tell you what is unchangeable for me. For example, I don't need anybody's permission to be in this world. God, the Lord God, the Maker, He decided that He wanted me in this world, and His decision is final.
True. Amen.
So I don't need your approval, Afika. I don't need your approval, Tobazi. It's great that we get along, but it is not absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
So this idea that we have a that's the second one. You know, I've learned in this many years of life that I've learned, labo badingayo, the right people for you, they will come along.
True.
If you're true and authentic to yourself, you might face a few but you need the courage and the boldness to be prepared to be socially ostracized. You know, then the picture about the show fear of missing out. Hey, listen, it doesn't matter. So what if you miss out? What if you miss out on what everybody else is doing? They are not the world. They are not God.
True.
You know, be so anchored that you're prepared to not be liked by people in order to get your priorities right. Because, you know, people are going to say, no, you know, people will reject you because when you are funda, when you are funda, you are funda.
True.
I'm not going to be able to get my rhyme. Funda, puza. But we are poor. No friends. In Gazaz, we are Pumapi. Gaz, Langfuga corner. Gawaz, my issues are getting Gaz. She ain't. Yala's footing Safalab, Gazaz, Langfuga corner. Reject me all you want. It doesn't make me less of a man. There's a song, old school song. I hope you can find it somewhere in your archives. It's an old school song. It was sung by a group of guys called Bloodstone.
Bloodstone, yes.
And it's titled Go On and Cry.
Mm.
Find it there somewhere. You're going to love it. And somewhere this guy says, he was rejected by this woman, so eventually he went to his mom, and his mom said, go on and cry, my son. But something nice this lady says, she says, just because things didn't work out as planned doesn't make you any less of a man.
Yes.
Just because things didn't work out as planned doesn't make you any less of a man.
Mm.
Our disappointments are not statements of our worth. So similarly, if you're disappointed that people you were hoping would embrace you have rejected you, it doesn't make you any less of a woman. Doesn't make you any less of a man. Doesn't make you any less of a person. Your worth is not defined by, your worth is not dependent on, your worth is not determined by who accepts you. You are already accepted by the Lord God, the Maker. He decided that you should be on earth. You're worthy to be here. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy to be here.
Wow. You're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Exactly. Unto good works. No, Khan. Not just, but unto good works.
Babundima, many of our students and listeners or recent grads, and the fear of academic or job rejection is real for them. And how can they prepare themselves mentally and emotionally to handle such situations, especially when they're starting their journey?
Keep refining. Keep refining your pitch. Mm. Your pitch here. So the first thing is, ukuzungahamba rejectwa everywhere. Don't apply everywhere. You know how people tell you apply everywhere?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. I say do proper job matching.
Mm. Yeah, we are told.
Look
that.
At your CV. Look at what that job requires. Look at what you have. And match those. Already we are nipisa I pool yama meaningless rejections, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Two, all rejected forum 7 zakuko personal. There's 60 million people in South Africa. So if there's one job there, only one person can be employed. Doesn't mean that all the others are not good enough. It just means only one could be employed. I can tell you there are times when we sit with CVs, ubabukaband, nikune nibuzand, hey, sizokwenzenjani, bakuthi bonke labantu.
Yo.
Zekuneni wathatha amanye ama CVs, niwabeke lapha eceleni ke, yabona bakhona enye into, okay, okwamanje sizothatha lo, but bakubakhona enye into evelayo, hey, nalaba kufuneka sibaconsider. For another 6 months, you are that good. It's just that suitable. Not because konde wrong way. It just means for that particular job. Three, I always encourage faith in it. I always encourage faith to say, you know what? As much as I've done my best, God will do the rest.
That is very true.
Yes, I'll do my best and God will do the rest. Because after all, we had one letter, he knows what's going on. He knows what's cutting. He can't fail to take care of me.
That is
how?
True.
I'm a keep it long every day. Ababilanga nenyanga every day aphatha ulwandle and the show ukuthi ulwandle luzwi la ukuzosigubezela every day without fail abesehlulwa yimina ngedwa
nje awu ngingedwa nje
awu awu
ndicela yes you're making
okay,
sense Babunzimand bengithi mina I think kwesinye isikhathi it's because yabo as graduates ma ukuthi mhlambe sesihlala isikhathi eside yabo singaqashwa I think maybe that's when it starts feeling like it's personal because ulokuzama yabo and now akwenzeki so you end up feeling like hey mhlambe yimina yabo khona into engayenzi kahle mhlambe indlela engaplaya ngayo yabo
awuthi ngikusize mina akuqali ngawe akugcini ngawe into ekhona. So you can't make it personal. Number two, it's a very competitive job market. Most of my graduates. So you've got to think wise. Think in terms of one, vele the formal employment of Funayo. But two, think also even in terms of my NGOs. Like I'm on the board of Durban and Coastal Mental Health. I know Uzi, because it's Ibanaziko, we'll give you meaningful work experience so that your CV is embellished beyond just having academic qualifications. Ube na into ekhombisa ukuthi uyakwazi ukusebenza. Omunye umuntu asebenza unyaka wonke. Volunteer ngobe efuna ukuthola akusho kodwa lokuthi imidiki usezovela ukuqasha uthola umsebenzi uthola mhlawumbe la ngaphakathi makhonto evelayo sesiyakwazi ukumthatha but the reality is the nature of the job market is such that it's become too highly competitive and then if una now ubuye ucabange and that's why these days we encourage young people to think in enterprising ways as well. I mean for us to start a business thina kwakufuneka ucabange ngeyinto ey'kulu namhlanje you guys have got gadgets you know you have access to social media media. Mhlawumbe instead of ukuhleba indaba zabantu, le social media ungayifunda kangcono uphinde ube u social media something. Usilekelele la ukupromote into zethu on social media. Uyaba amehlo thatha the very thing olo uposta khona into engakukhokheli. Ushuthe ithombe yabo uphinde uphawule uphatha. Uphinde uphawule ngala uphinde uphawule ngala usho angithi abantu uyakwazi ukwenza awusho uyifake develop content and become a content specialist. For example, if you develop a blog, I guess it's example for the chemistry. Take an issue that is of importance to society and begin to have a blog, run a blog on LinkedIn. And massive bona not go LinkedIn to there's this person who's continuously contributing. There's kind of contributor to the body of knowledge. Say, but no, I'm too serious. And this person is a lead. You start attracting attention. Who told you? And there's a guy, mind you, into a PRO Pilani. PRO Pilani, PRO Wamazulu. How they found him, Ugotabu PRO Wamazulu, is that he was on Twitter and he was continuously doing research and contributing articles relating to soccer. And then he became a content expert. Namhlanje PRO Wamazulu. He was volunteering his own blood, sweat, and tears. A researcher, a contributor, what initiated discourse on social media. What do they following 57,000 people? Abalalela yena ama comments akhe ngebhola abalale goba une content solid, and by doing that he became a subject matter expert until somebody employed him. Today he's employed for that. So there's a lot you can do on social media to establish yourself as a subject matter expert beyond, and I keep saying this, beyond posting tombs of powder.
Beyond posting tombs of powder.
I'm not talking about posting tombs of powder. No matter who answers and who the unezinga ingagana. Oh, my dear, like this is Zangan. No, but okay, enough. You think that we dialogue and look like, and then. And then on social media, where you should be positioning yourself, not a dating guy. Where about the Bangas Vezele, for example, look at, okay, now go see group Yamante Bazane, so four. My initiative is Ganile, Galaikai, Sitati in Gane, Sifundisa after school, Sifundisi Mets, for example. Naglas Talekona, Sitale, Sifundisa, like high garage, this, that, and the other. Oh, we are interacting with teachers. Koleni, but our teacher mama saying that improve. Okay, in Ghana's study, 38% get intervention here too. We've been doing this for 3 months. I'm a master of Koleni, so 70%. We have a Ganjalo. We are in the land to a documenter, we log a poster like a social media. We have more than that. We have done good to be said. Here's a person making a difference. Here's a person showing us beyond a shadow of doubt to good. One, they are committed. Two, they know what they're doing. I'm talking about the example. Mind how Katani said, call him to post a leon, call him to Osvezelizin or Poutin. Because I'm not these days. I'm posting.
No, but that's the message it sends out. It does.
You're saying, guys,
most definitely.
You're not presenting yourself as a thinker, you're presenting yourself as booty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry if that's bad language, but honestly, all you're saying is, when you see me, think, see my booty.
That is so
and
true.
And if you present booty, you get booty calls.
Yo! No, but it can easily.
Sorry if I'm being hard, but I'm just saying how you position yourself in the marketplace and recognizing that social media is a tool of positioning for the marketplace. You get the kind of customers you are advertising to. If you advertise alcohol, you'll get drunkards.
True.
No, that is true. That
you
is
see
true,
what
true.
I'm saying?
Mm. Yes.
So you've got to just be very careful how you position yourself, how you brand yourself, because the kind of interest you will attract will be very closely related to what you are projecting.
Yeah, you got definitely, especially if, like you're saying, if umuntu ofuna ukuthola umsebenzi ngelinye ilanga, if yes, you're making us notice you ngalezo indlela, then mocabanga uzothola indlo umsebenzi.
Yes.
No,
and let me be very quick to say, I'm not a rape apologist. So I'm not saying people should be harassed for any reason whatsoever. I'm just saying the quality of interest that you're going to generate, if all you ever show are your physical features, are people who are interested in your body.
Sure.
But if you show us what you can do, what your content is, what your interests are, if you show us that you are cooking, for example, if you show us your recipes, if you show us what, then we know you by your interests. And then we relate to you according to your interests, not according to your body.
Mm, that is very true.
And lastly, in your experience,
is that a hard truth?
In your experience, there is a silver lining to rejection, right? Can we use it as a stepping stone or a learning opportunity? And if so, how, for someone listening?
Rejection is an opportunity to ask ourselves a very simple question.
Mm.
Why does it hurt so much?
Yeah.
Why was it so important for me to be accepted by that particular person?
Mm.
It's an opportunity to ask ourselves that specific question. Yeah. Why does it matter so much? You know, as a young man, I obviously had to ask girls out, and they obviously had to say no every once in a while. And I learned the secret. I learned to go to, no, you know what? It only hurts for as long as that person is important.
Yeah.
The day I decide, okay, that one didn't work, and I deprioritize it, and I focus on something else, it stops being painful.
Mm.
So you've got to ask yourself, why does that one become so important? Why was it so important for you to be accepted by that person? Why does it hurt so much that that particular person rejected you? You'll find that the answers have to do with how you see that person.
Mm.
And then you say to yourself, okay, how do I see myself?
Mm.
Why is that person so important to how I see myself? What is it about myself that makes me want? So, for example, let me make an example. I wanted to be accepted by that person because they're a popular DJ on MUT Radio. Okay. Why does it matter? Because then I'll be seen by everybody else to be cool. Mm. Okay, why does it matter to you that everybody else should think you're cool?
Yeah.
You see, if you keep asking yourself questions and giving yourself honest answers, you'll get to the root of what you need to resolve. And very often, you need to resolve your own issues. It's
very,
not even about the person
often
that rejected you. It's about you needing to find yourself and needing to find your worth and realizing that you peg your worth on something else instead of pegging your worth on the one who brought you here, the one who decided that you're worthy to be here.
Hmm. Wow, that's deep.
No, it's true.
That's a gun give a guy who shoots and pout.
No, it's funny. So I mean, God saw it fit for us. Would see us kneeling and do that. Like a life was given for us. I mean, that means you are far more valuable than anything.
And not just a life, God's own life.
Mm.
You know. So manje wena uthi ekhona umuntu okubalekile cha kwamukele wamukelwa hawo hayi kahle guys usiwamukelwa umuntu osemxoxa kangaka usakhalela ukwamukelwa yilomntwana kabakhelwane lo nayo nenkinga ukuthi akamukeliwe ngale mhlawumbe nayo ukurejecta kangaka nje ingoba nayo udila ne rejection yakhe
yey ngempe
uyabo
yeah
that's very true
anyway hayi ngicela ukuba lapho kwanamhlanje sengingive kakhulu
hayi bese sizisgive kakhulu siyabonga kakhulu baba Nzimande we
thank
always,
you guys.
It's always a pleasure for us
always have a great lunchtime.
Thank you,
bye bye.
So yeah man, what do you think about that?
honestly speaking, I feel like everything he said was spot on and was accurate, because more often than not, rejection isn't personal. True. Like he's saying, it's because of things that you're dealing with yourself. Most of the time when you're rejected, you do have to ask yourself that question, Yoguti, but why does it matter so much for me to be accepted by these people or by this particular person? Yeah, well, if you were maybe like in a, because I know when it's romantic relationships, it hurts a lot.
It does.
Yeah, well, you will feel like, but I was in a relationship with this person and I loved this person so much, and then they just decided that they want to end the relationship, but it's their loss. Knowing yourself, and if you know, okay, so you know, there are not things perhaps to push the person completely away. If you know, you gave your all, then I feel like that should give you reliance. I gave my all. If a person decides, it is well within their rights. If they decide that the expiry date has come, I would not like to continue in this relationship, or maybe they find, they found greener pastures, then make peace with
it. Yeah, you have to. So for anyone out there, you know, nursing a heart that's been handed back to them, remember this. Sometimes a rejection is protection. We might be crying over yeah, we might be crying over a closed door today, but that often means there is another one, right, the right one waiting to be opened,
tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what my brother said. Just don't do crazy things because you want to be accepted. Wow. Just do you. Obviously, you're going to be rejected somewhere along the line. You're going to face a few rejections by friends or whatever. But rejection means something better is coming.
In Ireland.
And healing from rejection, especially in relationship, takes time.
It does.
Talking from experience.
Yes, yes. I'm talking from experience.
So you have to make sure that you allow yourself to feel those feelings, whether it's sadness or anger or confusion. It's okay to mourn.
It's okay to mourn what was, what could have been, you know. It's very much okay to mourn that. But also, you know, remember your worth isn't tied to someone's inability to see it. Because also one thing I learned by relationships that have ended is that you can't force someone to see that you're valuable. You can't force someone to see that you're worthy. They have to just see it. And it's often a scam when you have to convince them to see it.
True.
I engage it. Like,
Uzokala.
Uzokala. Just surround yourself with people that will uplift you. Dive into your passions that lift up your soul. And most importantly, allow time to work its magic. But not only time, you have to be intentional.
You know what I always tell myself whenever maybe I'm facing rejection or whatever?
Yeah.
I always tell myself, Woodsy, amen, it is what it is.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.